So I've just hit record, Stuart. So first thing, if you could introduce yourself, give me your full name.
Oh, my name is Stuart Ibbotson.
And you're from Bridlington?
I'm from Bridlington, yeah.
All right. So you kind of want to raise awareness about pancreatic cancer. So just kind of briefly tell me about your what happened with you and the disease.
Well, I was diagnosed at Scarborough Hospital in 2010 in December, and transferred to Castle Hill on the New Year's Eve of that year, and then 9 days later I was operated on by a surgeon at Castle Hill for pancreatic cancer, ampulla vitae, and here I am now to tell my tale. But obviously, we're trying to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer. That's what this month's all about, November, and the charity that I deal with is Pancreatic Cancer Action. So they're the people that have obviously liked me to publicise it, and I'm willing to do that, yeah.
So how did you, I understand you kind of found it quite early. Is that why you were...
I was very lucky. It's one of those that's very difficult to diagnose. And I was initially diagnosed with gallstones. So I was very lucky. I went sort of itchy, the usual things, itchy, yellow skin, dark urine, pale stools, all the things that are associated with gallstones. But then I collapsed on the 20th of December. I was rushed to hospital, massive temperature and everything. And to cut a long story short, I had all the scans, and the consultant there, Mr. Mainprice, said, "You've got a lump on your bile duct close to your pancreas." I went, "Oh." So, of course, you went, "Ooh." Depression sets in, but then obviously I was very, very lucky. It was found early enough. It was treatable, and the only way to treat pancreatic cancer is through a major operation at the moment. And it's the fifth most common cancer, but only 1% of funding is dealt with it. So I think we need to be more aware of that it can kill you. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so kind of what's your message to people would it be to get those symptoms checked out? What's the
If you went on the Pancreatic Cancer Action website or on their Facebook page, there is a detail of all the symptoms. It can be difficult because there is a lot of symptoms and some of them don't always fit the same thing. But it's for people who are worried, if they've got a bit of jaundice, obstructive jaundice, go on the website, read for other symptoms, and I'm sure it'll help you.
I mean, what kind of went through your head? You know, you just kind of said you'd be very depressed, but kind of what kind of emotions, you know, do you go through?
Well, I decided I was going to die. And of course, then what you do, I make a list of the wives, this is what you're going to do, sell the car and all the usual things. But I was very, very lucky. It was found early, it was treatable, and I'm here now to living to tell my tale.
But unfortunately, lots of people aren't.
Correct. And I was saying earlier, there's... The stars that have passed with pancreatic cancers, like Patrick Swayze, Steve Jobs just recently, Pavarotti went with pancreatic cancer, and Rex Harrison. There's lots of other people that have had it, but these are the people that recognised. They didn't have the operation, and unfortunately they passed.
Yeah, because I guess it's not a very well-known...
It isn't. It's a very difficult organ to think about as well, isn't it? It's the one that supplies your insulin and things. People think, what does it do? What is the pancreas? Well, I have to take enzymes now because a bit of my pancreas was removed to help me digest food. It helps you, the pancreas digests your food and sends all the vitamins around your body, and that's what it does.
Yeah, I don't even think I could say where.
Well, you can't see. It's very difficult. It's hidden behind other organs as well. That's why the operation is so complicated. It's the Whipple operation, which is what I had. I mean, I was in for a surgery for 4.5 hours, so...
Brilliant. So your kind of main message is just to, think about it.
I think it's the early diagnosis. That's what everybody in our group in the pancreatic awareness is about, is look for the signs and symptoms early. If you catch it early enough, it's operable and it's curable. And I think I'm here now to say that.
Yeah, and you now, live...
Oh yeah, well, apart from having to eat have these tablets every time I eat, they're called Creon, and it's a pancreatic enzyme. It's to help my pancreas digest the food that I eat. If I have fatty foods, I have to have lots of Creon. If I have low, like a salad, I don't have to bother because it doesn't need that much to help the pancreas.
But I mean, just to take a few pills, other than that,
I'm fine. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, no, it's been very good of you to invite us in. It's very much indeed Yorkshire Coast Radio.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay.